Hi, I'm Issa Kwonga.
And I'm Ryan Hun.
And we co-host Stadio, a football podcast, on the Ringer Podcast Network.
If you like soccer or football, make sure you search for Stadio, a football podcast, on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details. This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Trello help power global collaboration for all teams so they can accomplish everything that's impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. Learn how to unleash the potential of your team at Atlassian.com. Atlassian.com. Atlassian. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
Hello and welcome to The Hottest Take. My name is Chris Ryan. I'm joined by Sean Fennessy, Tyler Parker, and Bill Simmons. And Billy, you've got the floor.
Legalized marijuana, I think we've gone too far.
Oh,
interesting.
I say this as a guy who has smoked his fair share over the years.
Wow.
He's no stranger to the leaf.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I owned a bong in Boston that we had a name for that I had for 4 years.
What was the name?
I'd rather not say. Until it got kicked over and broke in half and bong juice spilled over everywhere and it was terrible.
Okay.
We've gone too far. I was picking up a breakfast burrito for my son a couple weeks ago on a Saturday at Fairfax. It was like 10:30 in the morning. And two guys were just standing outside, just blowing pot everywhere on everybody. Mm-hmm. Kids walking by in strollers.
Yep.
People just having a nice walk. I don't know where we got to this point. And here's the thing. I'm all for legalized marijuana. I'm all for smoking marijuana.
Yeah.
I don't know where we got to the point where we've all decided there's no repercussions or bad parts from you overusing anything. You overuse anything, it's bad. If I took 80 Tylenol today, guess what? Probably bad for me, right? Tylenol's good. Aspirin's good.
I don't think you'd be here if you took 80 Tylenol. Right?
Be like, what happened to Bill? He took 80 Tylenol. Oh, what an idiot. But, like, what happened to Bob? Well, why doesn't he work anymore?
He smokes pot all day.
20 yeah. hours a day.
Yeah.
And just goes online and reads about 9/11 on the Reddit conspiracy board. I wonder why he's depressed.
I'm pretty into Bob, but I think Bob needs to be in moderation. Like, it's cool to always have a Bob in your life, but I don't need 3 out of 10 of my friends to be Bobs. And I'll take you, I'll say one more thing, though. We grew up at a time. I don't think that it should be criminalized at all. I don't think that anybody should be arrested.
Me neither. And I think all the people in jail for marijuana stuff, let them out.
Yeah. But I don't understand why we didn't just keep the same distribution system that we had built up in this country over decades.
Yeah.
Why can't you still...
Meeting a stranger in a parking lot to buy dirt out of the bag?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was quite
Learn
a system we had.
Learn some lessons. You know what I mean? Like, find a guy that you trust. He'll probably come to your house and drop the stuff off. I hate the fact that all these, like... CBD, THC, vape stores have replaced like a lot of mom and pop businesses.
Well, and also, and it's just everywhere and it's so freaking accessible. And I just think I get worried whenever anything that is like mildly addictive becomes like I'm going to buy bread on a Saturday, like I'm going to get bagels. It's like, should that be how we have marijuana? Is it good to do anything?
You know, it's another, as an old guy, it's another win for cigarettes. Cigarettes were fine.
The cigarette agenda that you guys were put on the payroll for 5 years ago and launched the Hottest Take to support is
if
a
you
true
walked
criminal
by
act.
And you were getting your kid a breakfast burrito and a guy was just smoking a Marlboro Light outside the breakfast burrito place, wouldn't you be like, seems like my kind of guy?
Those guys were eventually we hit a point where cigarette smoking was reviled if there was secondhand smoke.
I think
right?
it's probably more socially acceptable at this point to be smoking pot than it is to smoke a cigarette.
Which is bizarre. At least in California, I think that's right.
I think that's bizarre.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of moments where like I took our daughter to a birthday party the other day that was at like Universal City. They were doing skydiving, like pretend skydiving, one of those like tunnels or whatever. And as we were leaving, there were two dudes who were just taking like rips off weed vapes. And I'm a fan, but I remember thinking like, oh, I gotta like walk, I gotta walk June a little bit further away from these dudes so she doesn't get a face full of it. And it is one of those things is like, oh, I guess am I getting older? Am I getting dorkier? Or is it just like these guys need to just maybe just have done that in the car before they walk?
The thing is, anything that's done in excess is probably any sort of vice that you're doing in excess, there probably should be some danger pieces discussed, right? Sean loves playing poker. If Sean, what's that casino 20 minutes from us? Commerce?
Morongo. Commerce, yeah.
If Sean was at Commerce every day for 12 hours a day playing poker until 3 a.m, at some point we'd be like, we should start worrying about Sean here. This is starting to get
this
weird.
Is hilarious,
Sean has
coming
a real
from the
job.
Guy who's been hosting Guess the Lines for 17 years.
That's a thing.
Crossed my mind as he was talking. Although that being said, I would be divorced and would have had my ass kicked by several Marines if I was playing poker for 12 right. hours a day every
poker.
Day at Commerce.
If Tyler's like, you know what? I love having a cold one at 5 o'clock every day. Hey, I'm going to make it 3.
Yeah.
Now it's 10 o'clock in the morning. Now I'm having a cold one from 10. I'm not leaving my house. I'm not hurting anybody.
Right.
I just think we've lost the ability to at least analyze or discuss excess.
Well, it's new.
With
you
anything.
Know what I mean?
Because like, marijuana's new and it's great and let's do it. But
I think you got
let's
a lot
take
of...
a step back. If you're doing it too much, maybe reevaluate. In 2000, I did it too much. And I look back at the year 2000 and I'm like, yeah, maybe that's why I wasn't as successful as I should have been
in the
year 2000.
Yeah, but those columns rocked, though. Don't you
yeah,
remember that?
They were fucking
that
crazy.
Yeah,
I was a lunatic.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I was a fan. Right.
Thanks, man. Tyler, any other thoughts?
I was going to say, I had one, but then the bit of the joke about the columns, it took it out of my head.
I don't really have a strong opinion about this. I have like a complicated relationship to this whole idea, right? Because my dad was a drug cop for many years. And so there was a time when marijuana was a focus. And then now it's not a focus at all for a variety of reasons. I definitely don't think it should be criminalized. I never know if the person that is smoking weed in public, which I still find to be a disorienting experience, even though it's been years now where this is normal. Is it like, is this their 14th like smoking experience of the day? Is this their first time ever smoking in public? Like,
I'm
going to
say
I
at
never
10:30
know.
In the morning, probably it's the probably first of many experiences.
Yeah. It's just strange that we've gotten to the point now where like, if I went to a kid's birthday party, this is a pretty weird example, I guess. But if I went to a kid's birthday party and I was like, I just had an edible, I feel like the approval rating of that behavior would be relatively high. Whereas if I went to a kid's birthday party and lit up a cigarette, you'd probably kick me out.
Well,
yeah. Well, one of those things is dangerous to children and the other is not, assuming you're not playing with the children while you're on an edible.
I wouldn't kick you out for a cigarette, but I agree that it would, but I agree that you would probably be looked on with more favor if you were like, yeah, I just took an edible in the car as opposed to just sparking one.
Can I do a part two on edibles?
Yeah. All right. So for Bill Simmons, Sean Fennessy, and Tyler Parker, I'm Chris Ryan. But stay tuned for part two.
This episode is brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. As a ruthless king builds his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th. And in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.